Fiori Nano from Maryland, and she's going to talk about agronomy drawdown of soil phosphorus. Please, Nico.
I will go over here.
Okay.
And stand up. They 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you. I'm going to be talking about long-term agronomic drawdown of phosphorus in mid-Atlantic coastal plain soils today. So agricultural fields with high soil phosphorus concentration due to historic manure application are fairly common in the mid-Atlantic region. And this high soil phosphorus concentration can contribute to phosphorus loss to the environment. And there are actually some risk assessment tools that are limiting additional phosphorus application in some areas of the mid-Atlantic region. And this puts a financial burden on producers in this area who must modify their fertilization strategy from using readily available animal manures to now purchasing inorganic fertilizers. And through years of phosphorus loss research, we've come up with a number of options and management practices that can decrease phosphorus loss from an agricultural field. But phytoextraction, or growing crops to reduce a soil nutrient or a contaminant, is really our only option available to actually decrease those concentrations of that phosphorus in the soil. And even though we recommend phytoextraction, it's the only option, we don't really have a full grasp on the amount of time that it would actually take to draw down the phosphorus in those soils to an agronomically optimum concentration again. And so this information really prompted the commencement of a long-term study to compare the drawdown of soil phosphorus under different cropping systems as well as at different initial soil P concentrations. So plots were established at three sites, three research centers across Maryland, and each of them had a different soil type. And the study was a split plot randomized complete block design with four blocks at each location. And so cropping system, either a forage or a grain cropping system, was the main block, and then initial soil P concentration were the split plots. And so to create plots that started off at different initial soil P concentrations, over the course of 4 years, either dairy or poultry manure was applied annually to create those plots that had different beginning soil P concentrations. And so after that initial P loading phase, no additional phosphorus was applied. However, to make sure that no other nutrients were limiting crop growth, nutrients, NPK, as well as lime, were applied to those plots based on soil test result recommendations. And so the soils were sampled in the years noted here and extracted with Malic 3 extraction. And then at the appropriate harvest date for the specific crop being grown, the above-ground biomass was harvested from the forage plots, and then the grain only was harvested from the grain plots. Biomass and moisture were measured, as well as plant tissue phosphorus concentration. So this is the examples of the forage the crop rotations at the three locations. The grain cropping system rotation was pretty consistent, corn, wheat, double crop, soybean, two-year rotation at all three locations. But that forage cropping system really differed by location. So the CIMREC and the YREC locations for the forage rotation included a few years where there was multiple annual harvests of alfalfa, whereas the LESREC location, there was no alfalfa included in that forage rotation, and it was basically a corn silage and rye haylage rotation each year. So because of the differences in the cropping systems, as well as the different manures that were used to increase those initial soil P concentrations, for the purpose of statistical analysis, we kept each of the locations separate. Okay, so let's first look at cumulative crop P removal over the course of the study. So on the x-axis, we have the different manure treatments representing that initial soil P concentration. And then on the y-axis, we've got that cumulative crop P removal. So a mixed model analysis of variance was used to determine the effect of both cropping system and manure treatment on cumulative cumulative crop pea removal, and there was a significant interaction, and so that's presented here, at each of the locations. So in general, we see that the forage cropping systems had an increased crop pea removal than the grain cropping systems, and we see a somewhat trend in the grain cropping systems with an increase crop pea removal as we increased that manure treatment, but that relationship was much more apparent in the forage treatments. So soil phosphorus drawdown, the rate of drawdown has been shown to follow a first order decay equation, where Y equals the soil P concentration over the duration of time T, and A and B in this equation just represent constants. B specifically is that phosphorus drawdown constant. So if B equals negative 0.03, that means that the soil P concentration is decreasing 3% per year. So for each plot in the study, we calculated this exponential equation using a nonlinear regression procedure in the SAS statistical software. And then we used another mixed model analysis of variance to evaluate the effect of both cropping system and manure treatment on that specifically, that P drawdown constant. And so, again, we have the three locations here. On the x-axis, we have the year of the study. And on a y-axis, we've got the soil P concentration extracted through Malik 3. We see that there was a significant effect of cropping system only at all three locations, with that forage cropping system tending to have a greater rate of P drawdown. And the drawdown rate ranged from about 2.9 to 5.4% across the locations. What was interesting is that at the Lesrec location only, we saw a significant effect of that manure treatment or that initial soil P on that soil P drawdown rate, where the plots that received 400 kilograms of phosphorus per hectare had an increased drawdown rate compared to the other manure treatments. We really feel that there are other P pools that are controlling the amount of phosphorus that's being measured by this Malik 3 extraction. And we hypothesize that an investigation of some of these other phosphorus pools may help us tease out and understand why we only saw this the significant effect of initial soil P concentration at this location only. And so, a little more practical, we use those equations that we determined to figure out what is the actual duration of time that it takes for these soils to come back down to agronomic optimum, or about 100 milligrams per kilogram of Malic 3 extractable P. And it ranged for the soils in this specific study from about 18 to 44 years that it would take these soils to come back down to that optimum range. And that was obviously dependent on location, cropping system, and initial soil P concentration at that Lesrec location only. So finally, we compared the total decrease of soil P concentration over the course of the entire study on the x-axis to cumulative crop P removal on the y-axis, again for the three locations. And so when we look at the regression lines here, we see that at all locations, the slope of the regression line for the forage treatments was about two times greater than the slope of the regression line for the cropping system, meaning that two times more crop P was being removed per the same unit of decrease in Malic 3 soil P concentration. We also roughly see the trend that as the amount of change in soil P concentration increases, we see an increase in that cumulative crop P removal, but the relationship is fairly weak and it's not significant across all the locations. So again, we believe that the Malic 3 extractable P is not telling us the whole story, and that a more thorough investigation of the fluxes among the other soil P pools might actually tease out more of a relationship. But the hypothetical or the relationship that we assumed here, that there would be a strong linear relationship between change in Malic 3 P and crop P removal, did not take into account the fluxes of those between those soil P pools or even soil P loss to the environment through either erosion or soluble pathways. So in conclusion, we found in general forage systems removed greater crop phosphorus and had a higher rate of soil P drawdown than the grain systems. That initial soil P concentration affected the drawdown of soil phosphorus at only one location, but we hypothesized that this relationship may actually be true, and that investigating some of those other soil P pools may bring that to life. For the soils in the study, we calculated between 18 and 44 years for soils to return back to optimum soil P concentrations meant for crop growth. And again, you know, this is a very long time to be putting that burden on a producer to have to not only purchase inorganic fertilizer, but figure out a way to potentially pay to dispose of their readily available manure. And finally, future research really should investigate other options besides phytoremediation to help decrease those elevated soil P concentrations without having a negative economic impact on agriculture in the mid-Atlantic states. Thank you very much, and I'll take any questions at this time.